New Hampshire received an $11.6 million federal startup grant in 2010, which helped 15 new charters open over the past 5 years. But that money is running out, and the state recently lost out on a new federal grant. The new state budget increases per pupil aid to charter schools by $1,000 to about $6,500. But without those startup funds, charter school advocate Matt Southerton says getting off the ground will be a challenge.
It's really going to come down to, if they cannot get federal funding, they'll have to finance all of those startup costs, curriculum development, teacher training, books, computers, you know, desks privately, I suppose.
That's not going to stop Dakota Benedetto from trying. She's a teacher at Fall Mountain Regional High School in Langdon and is part of a group trying to start the Leaf Charter School. It's an alternative high school in Alstead. Dakota, take me through the process of what you've done to get state authorization for the Leaf School.
We kind of really worked really hard to get our initial application in for February of 2015. And the state took some time to take a look at it. They gave us some really good feedback. They sent it back to us in mid to late March with a lot of great legal comments. We had a chance to revise and send it back in this past summer. And we were really kind of at that point sort of hoping to get approved this summer and potentially open for next fall of 2016. Mm-hmm. But we've been delayed for our next presentation to the state board until January. So ideally, if we get approval this coming winter, we're hoping to open in fall of 2017.
Now you had to make that revised application in July. What was the specific reason? What did the state say to you that needed to be updated?
All kinds of different things. They wanted some more specificity in our budget, which was, I feel like, by far the most challenging part of the process. They asked for a five-year projected budget, and since the first year is kind of pre-opening, but it's still at least a year out from when you're writing it, you're looking, you know, 6 or 7 years in advance of how much money are you going to be spending on copy paper 7 years from now, you know? So that whole process of trying to juggle the numbers and get the budget to work was challenging, and they wanted a lot more specificity from us on that.
And do you feel the state's been fair with you in working with getting going?
I do. I mean, I guess I'm sort of a poor judge because this is the first time I've tried to start a charter school. I do feel like the process is a little bit onerous. It's a little bit cumbersome in that there's so much paperwork to do. But at the same time, I have a lot of respect for that because I think there are some states out there that will kind of give a charter to any guy off the street. And I think New Hampshire has really high standards, which makes things challenging in the startup process, but it also makes for a better school in the long run, a more effective education system.
Looking back, what have you learned from the process of trying to get Leaf started?
This has been a huge learning experience for me as an educator. It's been a great opportunity for me to meet and talk with many people in my community who really care about public education, who really care about the outcomes for these students. Many of these people have diverse or even opposing opinions to my own, but engaging in those conversations and just finding out what people think about our existing system and how they feel change could happen has been really wonderful and eye-opening and enlightening for me.